My good people, first, it's important that you not only read the bulletins and listen to the sermons, but that you absorb them. You study them. You go back over them, so you get out of them what is meant for you to get out of. Otherwise, it's so many words that you hear or you read, and nothing is availed. Secondly, next year's calendars, Father Abbott has here the 2001 calendars, but it will be 2002 calendars, are available, and Scott Lineback is the person to see in Montgomery. The bulletin wouldn't be the bulletin without Father Abbott's mistakes. And remember that November is a month of the holy souls. They have no one to help them except us. So don't forget them, and they won't forget you. Also, after Mass this morning is our usual fall picnic. I guess it's winter picnic. Everybody is invited, even if you didn't bring anything. There's always food left over. So I urge you to stay and enjoy the fellowship of each other. I don't like that word. But today we have very few people we can talk to on certain subjects without getting into politics or arguments or debates. So enjoy ourselves, and let's leave all the debating and everything for those who want to. Render therefore to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. It's interesting to me that this comes about when it does. Because the last time I preached in Coleman, I said pretty much what I'm going to say today. But it's more appropriate today because of the gospel. Ever since the bombing of the World Trade Center, everywhere you look, now please hear me out before you condemn me about what I'm about to say. But everywhere you look, you see thousands of flags waving. You see hundreds and hundreds of signs. God bless America. Pray for America. Pray, pray, pray. All of a sudden there's this vast display of patriotism. But that's all external stuff. Are we making ourselves better citizens? What are we doing to show that we are law-abiding citizens? Besides just waving flags and saying, pray. The same thing goes into the spiritual life. How many people walk around with their prayer books with more holy cards in it than there are pages? Who wear rosary after rosary, sometimes 5 and 6 scapulars, and enough medals to drown them if they jump overboard. But what are we doing to make ourselves better Christians, better Catholics? Don't get me wrong. I'm not against patriotism, and I'm not against prayers. But we have to get to the root. All the flag waving in the world isn't going to save America from anything. All the prayers in our prayer books aren't going to save us from hell unless we change inside. It's the internal change. It's the putting off of the old man. That sounds easy. It sounds wonderful. But are we doing it? How often do we find ourselves backbiting, gossiping about our neighbors, judging, disobeying, and everything else under the sun? It's hard for us to be charitable to our next door neighbor when we see him doing everything he's doing that's against what we think is right, or when he's slandering us even. It's even hard for us to be charitable to our own members of our own family sometimes. All the medals we wear isn't going to do us one ounce of good when we stand before that judgment seat and we hear the question, how much did you love your brother or your sister or your husband or your wife or your neighbor or the Jew across the street or the terrorist that blew up the towers? How many of us are praying for them? Or have we judged them and put them in hell because of what they did? My good people, if we as Catholics had as much gumption, as much conviction as those terrorists had in flying those planes into those towers, we would all be saints, and I mean great saints. In spite of what they did, as wrong as it was, you have to give them credit for their conviction, for their religious viewpoint, wrong as it may be, but they did have conviction. Do we have the same kind of conviction when it comes to keeping the laws of God and the laws of the church? I wonder sometimes. So my good people, if you love America, if you love the Catholic Church, yes, you can wave a flag and say all the prayers, but first and foremost, let each one of us get inside ourselves and root out, and I mean painfully root out, everything that doesn't belong there as a citizen and as a Catholic. May God bless us all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.